The Mayor of Auckland has backtracked on his proposal to lease out the city's port. Wayne Brown says the council has decided to retain its control of Port of Auckland. There are some strings attached. The Mayor expects the port to deliver more than $1 billion in profits over the next decade. But in return, the public will have access to prime waterfront space on the Waitemata. Felix Walton has the details.
The future of Auckland's port has been decided. Over the past several months, Wayne Brown has pushed for operations at Ports of Auckland to be leased out to a private investor. But today, the Mayor announced he had changed his mind.
Port of Auckland has agreed to deliver a much improved profit to the council, and we have agreed to take the proposed sale of the long-term port lease off the table. And the Port of Auckland will contribute $1.1 billion in profits to Auckland Council over the next 10 years.
Mayor Brown says he weighed up the options.
To secure better returns from the port, we considered two options, a better run port and a port lease. I'm an engineer and a trader. I like to solve problems. If a better solution presents itself, I take it.
Under the agreement, Captain Cook and Marsden Wharf, the wharves closest to the city's ferry terminal, would be returned to the council, and the public and cruise ships would have shared access to Bledisloe Wharf. Ports of Auckland Chief Executive Roger Gray says he and the Mayor were able to reach a consensus with the Maritime Union.
It's a tripartite agreement where Council, the Port Company and the unions have agreed to work together to improve the profitability of the port and to get a better return for the city. And off the back of that, there's an agreement that there's no need to sell a lease.
The Maritime Union strongly opposed the Mayor's original proposal. Last year it told RNZ that leasing the port to a private company would spell financial disaster. The union's Auckland Secretary, Grant Williams, says he's relieved.
Especially in this time now with what's going on everywhere else, to know that people recognise your place of work and the work that you do is valuable, required, necessary, those things matter.
Wayne Brown says lengthy negotiations with Ports of Auckland and the Maritime Union have run alongside the council's long-term plan.
In terms of this one here, it has been contemporaneously with dozens of negotiations with everybody to get a long-term plan through. It's called a long-term plan because it takes a bloody long term to get one in place. I have spoken to councillors, I've spoken to staff, I've spoken to people to the point now where I'm forgetting who they are.
To get the deal across the line, Mayor Brown says Ports of Auckland has promised to return $1.1 billion in profit by 2034.
When people state to me something they're going to do, I expect them to do it. And so in the event that they don't, and I have great confidence that they will, then we will reconsider the situation.
Roger Gray says he's confident the port will meet that goal.
I think it's a fair return that the ratepayers of Auckland should expect us to deliver, and we're going to. It's going to be a combination of increased pricing, but also a lot of focus on continuing to grow our volumes through right through all the four trades we've got across the port, and I'm very confident we can deliver the results.
Currently, the access fee for containers is $95 during peak hours and $40 off-peak. But Mr. Gray says that could double in the next few years.
Progressively, we'll be announcing this over the next couple of weeks, but over the next 3 or 4 years, you'd expect to see our pricing be very close to in line with the pricing that's in New South Wales, and that's probably $200 or more dollars for a peak access charge.
Wayne Brown says the price increase is long overdue.
Well, you can't buy a 5-cent Coke anymore, mate. Things go up. There was no reason why our charges were so much significantly less than Australia. We're in that market. Another $100 on a container that's got $20,000 worth of stuff inside is bugger all.
Grant Williams says members of the Maritime Union are happy with the result, even if it took a lot of pushing.
We involved ourselves, so I'm satisfied in our own efforts. We made something happen through organising and getting support from people. We're happy with the result.
The plan will be formalised in Auckland's long-term plan, which will be considered by both the Budget Committee and Governing Body next week.
Felix Walton reporting there.